Did you know that Jesus was Jewish?
You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith? Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. Ezra, we often use the word Yeshua on the program, and some may know who we're talking about, and some may not, but we're talking about Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus is not his given name. His given name was a Hebrew name, and it's Yeshua, and it means salvation. Today, we're going to look at the word Yeshua, because there's so much meaning. Ezra, take it from there.
Sure.
And why Yeshua? Why was his name called Yeshua?
Right. And, Jonathan, I'm thinking of actually in mainstream worship, you at home watching today may have heard this, more and more people are actually singing the name Yeshua. And we know we're talking about the Lord, we're talking about Jesus, but why are we saying Yeshua? What does it mean? And before we get into that, I want to say, we know Jesus answers to his name in any language. Jesus in English, Jesus in Spanish, Yesu, in other languages. And yet, none of those ways that we say it in the languages we speak as our first language, as our heart language, were the name he was given originally. And how do we know that? We see it in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. This is announcing that Miriam in Hebrew, would become pregnant by the involvement of the Holy Spirit and would give birth to this son. And Matthew 1, 21, Jonathan says, "And you shall call his name Yeshua, because he will save his people from their sins." Yeshua in Hebrew means literally, very simple, one word, salvation. And so what the Jewish people understood was that this Messiah would come, this deliverer, this Savior would come, and his name was his purpose. His name is salvation because he would bring salvation to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He would save his people from their
sins.
It's
one example why Hebrew is so important, because right. You can't understand the idea of you'll call his name Jesus,
right,
saving his people from their sins until you understand the Hebrew. His name is Yeshua because Yeshua is salvation.
That's right. Jonathan, one of the questions we get so often from our partners, from those who write to us, is why did Yeshua have to die? Why did the Messiah have to die? And yet in his name is the answer, right? You'll call his name salvation because he'll save his people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, from their sins. And we know according to the scriptures that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness
right.
of sins.
Right. Hey, something you said I want to go back to.
Yeah.
More and more worship, especially with younger believers,
right.
are incorporating the word Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, I think there's a hunger to understand, if you will, I'm going to borrow Paul's language from Romans 11 for a minute, that root of the olive tree that Jew and Gentile believers are part of, either as natural branches grafted back in through faith, or as wild olive branches, Gentiles, people who were apart from Israel, being grafted into that faith of Abraham. I think there's a hunger to say, what's the story beyond my own salvation experience? And that, Jonathan, is so much of why we spend so much time on this program, talking about those Hebrew roots of your Christian faith, because you've been grafted into a story that goes beyond your own salvation experience. It's thousands of years old. It's from the beginning of beginnings. It's from Genesis through Abraham, through Isaac, through Jacob. You are part of a people of God who believed his promises, and it was accounted to you for righteousness. And I think, especially in my generation, in that younger generation, there's a hunger to say, I need to be part of something bigger than myself. And singing the name Yeshua, worshiping Yeshua, the Jewish man, son of the living God, connects us to a story that's beyond Jesus, my personal redeemer, and says, this is the one that's been waited for. This is the Messiah we've waited for throughout history. I'm part of the people of God.
That's a great answer. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I really do. And another song that's so popular
right
now, The Lord Bless You and Keep You, which
right
is the Aaronic Benediction.
Totally.
Which has been the prayer of the people of Israel well before the New Testament.
Right.
Since the Exodus. So
totally.
It's,
you know,
amazing.
It's a blessing for all of us who call upon the name of the Lord, Jew and Gentile alike. But that song that Bethel has made so popular, and now hundreds of other worship artists around the world singing it in their own language, is, as you said, actually the Aaronic benediction. God said to Moses, tell Aaron, this is how you bless the children of Israel. And so by faith, you all have been grafted into that olive tree. You're part of that blessing. That blessing comes upon you. And yet, Jonathan, so many Jewish people around the world don't know that blessing, that God would turn his face toward us and shine upon us, was first for the house of Israel.
Yeah, tens of millions of hits. Something is going on here.
That's right.
And I'm just
a return
just
to those Hebrew
it
roots, a return to the Hebrew language.
Well, we're talking about Yeshua.
Right.
In particular, Adonai Yeshuati, which is the Lord, my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that this is not a New Testament concept
right
solely. Of course, it's very prominent in the New Testament,
mm-hmm,
but it goes back to the Old.
Right.
It goes back to the Torah. It's foundational. We're talking about this argument that Jewish people have that Jesus is not to be found in the Old Testament. True. But you're not looking at his Hebrew name, his
right
given name.
Right.
When you look at his Hebrew name, Yeshua, it's everywhere. Isaiah 12:2, great example. Let's look at Isaiah 12:2 together. It says this, surely God is my salvation. He is my Yeshua.
That's right.
Yeshua T.
Right.
Here, my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself, isn't that interesting, is my strength and my defense. He has become my Yeshua, my
Amen
Jesus. There it is, folks.
Amen. And the context here, Jonathan, of Isaiah 12, real quickly, is that God's saying there's going to come a day when I'm going to regather the outcasts of Israel. And in that day, you're going to say, ah, now I see that God is actually my salvation, not just my provider, not just my deliverer, he's my salvation.
I don't want people to miss the significance of Isaiah 12:2. This is written hundreds of years before the New Testament is written.
Right.
Hundreds of years before Jesus is ever born.
That's right. And Jonathan, the verse right after 12:2, Isaiah 12:3 says this, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. From the wells of Yeshua. Remember, what did Jesus say? He said, I'm the living waters. Anyone who believes in me, according to the scriptures, out of him will flow rivers of living water. And we see right here those rivers of salvation, those wells of salvation, as you said, hundreds of years before Jesus walks on earth.
You should read Isaiah 12 tonight. Just pray and read Isaiah 12. It's just astounding. God is my salvation. I'll trust and will not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation.
Right.
This is so weirdly we see the deity of Yeshua
right
in this verse. You have to have eyes to see it, but it's there.
That's right.
Here is Jesus in the Old Testament, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is in the Old Testament.
Amen.
But his Hebrew name, his given name, Yeshua. He is our salvation.
That's right.
God himself has become our salvation. I'm so glad for this.
I am too, Jonathan.
I am so glad for this.
And you know that expression, I myself, the Lord himself, we see that elsewhere in the scriptures. We actually see it in Exodus. God says, I myself will pass through the land of Egypt. And he's doing that to judge the Egyptians, to judge any household that didn't have the blood of the Lamb on its doorposts. And so God says, I myself will judge those who don't trust in me, those who don't put their faith in me. But here, the Lord himself is also our defense and our salvation.
Yes, so true. And when you learn the Hebrew characters, you start to see it in various forms
right
throughout the Old Testament.
That's right.
It's one book. Genesis
Amen
to Revelation.
Amen.
One book. Hey, stay tuned. We have to take a quick break. But when we come back, we want to dive into more scripture about Yeshua. We are so excited to share with you about this and also how God is using Jewish Voice to bring God's salvation, His Yeshua, the message of His salvation to Jewish children in remote areas of Zimbabwe. Take a look.
Confess His name. Call His name Yeshua. Make a gift of $40 or more, and we'll send you the 10th volume of Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures, Adonai Yeshua T. The Lord is my salvation. Plus, we'll include this engaging 90-day devotional. It's the perfect take-along size, inspiring you to be more intentional about reflecting on God's Word every day. Your gift also supports our Seeds program, drawing children around the world into relationship with the Shepherd. For a gift of $250 or more, we can reach an entire neighborhood of children and send you the entire Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures library. That's 10 hardcover workbooks that will draw you into a deeper connection to God's promises as healer, provider, shepherd, and seven other attributes of God. This unique library will equip you to confess God's Word like never before, impacting your own faith and family, all while reaching the lost Jewish children and people of the world. Call the number on the screen, scan the QR code, give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. As the Lord leads, you may even be called to give monthly. Gifts from Shalom Partners go 100% toward ministry work. Thank you so much. Your sacrificial gift celebrates God's faithfulness and the salvation that comes from accepting the love, grace, and sacrifice of Yeshua.
Welcome back. Hey, before Ezra and I dive back into the scriptures in just a minute, I want to first say thank you on behalf of everyone in Jewish Voice. Thank you for your generous support of this ministry. We could not do what we do without your help.
Amen.
So thank you.
That's
Ezra,
right.
We are so grateful.
We are. And on behalf of children, Jewish children in Zimbabwe and beyond, I want to say on their behalf, thank you for making it possible for these kids to hear the good news of their Yeshua, their salvation, for the first time in their lives.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing to experience. You're investing, by Amen. The way. Ezra, let's jump into the next scripture. I love talking about Yeshua because it aligns perfectly with our mission.
That's right.
That's what Jewish Voice is about. So what's our next scripture?
Jonathan, it comes from Psalm 62, and this is actually a Psalm of David. And as I read this, I don't know, I'm excited to share it with our audience here, not just this verse, but the whole context. It says in Psalm 62, verse 2, "Truly He, God, is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." You know, David had some tough times, and so many of the Psalms, even this one, were written during times when David's being persecuted. Maybe he's running for his life. He's literally hiding in caves because there's people who want to kill him. And he says in verse 1 right before this, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation, my Yeshua, comes from Him alone." It's incredible.
It is. Everywhere. He's everywhere in the Scriptures.
That's
Yeshua.
Right.
Is to be found. If you seek me, you will find me.
Right.
Just familiarize with the Hebrew letters for Yeshua, and you'll just find him everywhere.
That's
in
right.
The scriptures.
And you know, I'm challenged as I read this verse. Truly, he's my rock. He's my strength and my salvation. The one who's saving and delivering me. He's my fortress, the strong place I can go to be safe. I'll never be shaken. And Jonathan, my question is: Do we really believe that? Do we walk around as sons and daughters of God, living out that because God is our salvation, our Yeshua, we actually believe that we'll never be shaken? No matter the circumstance, no matter the challenge, no matter what comes our way, are we behaving as though we cannot be shaken because our salvation comes
this
from the Lord?
This is why meditation, not some esoteric meditation, but Hebraic meditation.
That's right.
To retell, to repeat, to mutter, to confess, Haggah, repeat it again and again. This is a great one to be saying over to ourselves.
Yeah.
Over and over again, truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. That's how to get through a pandemic.
That's right.
That's how to get through a shaking. He is my rock and my salvation. Lord, You are my fortress. I will not be shaken.
That's how to get through wars and rumors of wars. Jonathan, you said the word real quickly, but let's just focus a little bit on it for a minute. The Hebrew word for meditation is haggah. And what's important for you listening today to understand is, you know, we think of meditation, either we think of it in an Eastern religious way, or, you know, as believers in Jesus, we think, okay, I'm going to meditate on the Word of God, and it's like this, right? It's silent. I'm just meditating on the Word of God. And yet the idea in Hebrew is literally to speak forth repeatedly, to let it continually flow from our lips. So meditation in the original language, in the Hebrew, haggah, requires us to speak out the Word of God. To meditate on the Word of God literally means to speak it and proclaim it over and over
in our lives. Yeah, because the spoken word is a creative force.
That's right.
You know what God said to Joshua? I love this. He said, if you'll meditate in this way by keeping my word on your lips, it's a strange thing until you understand it. If you'll keep my words on your lips, in other words, if you say it over and over again, you will be successful. Everything you do will be successful.
That's right.
And that's a pretty good promise.
It is. And, you know, thinking back in the context, you know, Jonathan, people didn't have printed scriptures in the day the Bible was written. It was literally written on sheepskins, penned by the scribes, and nobody's carrying around a Torah in their back pocket. Joshua wasn't carrying around a Torah. So what's the way that you keep the Word of God in your heart? What's the way that you meditate on it and carry it with you in your life? Is you speak it forth. Don't let it depart from your lips.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. And it works.
It works.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It works. We believe with the heart, not with the mind, with the heart.
Right.
And then we confess unto salvation.
That's right.
Adonai Yeshuati, the Lord is my salvation.
Amen.
Why don't we jump to the New Testament?
Sure.
And share one from the New Testament. Hebrews 7:25. We just picked out, there's so many, by the way, we just picked out a few here. Hebrews 7:25, you have it up on the screen. He is able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. He is able to save completely.
Right.
Those who come to him.
Amen. And Jonathan, you know, many, if not all, listening today, we can bear testimony to having our sins forgiven, right? That salvation of being forgiven, going from a sinful nature in Adam to becoming a new creation in the Messiah. And yet, to be saved completely, do we walk around as men and women who aren't just forgiven of our sins, who are being saved and delivered by a God who we really believe is Adonai Yeshuati, God my salvation, able to save and deliver me out of every circumstance.
Yeah, this is how to get pulled out of circumstances. You know, we're either going to be buried by circumstances, they're going to be
right,
weighting us down, or we're going to walk above the circumstances. This is how.
That's right.
To trust in a God who has become our salvation and to get it into our heart. It
Amen.
Works.
Amen. Jonathan, I'm meditating on, I want to speak out, I want to haggah these words from Hebrews 7:25 right now. He, Yeshua, Jesus, is able to save completely, to entirely save and deliver all those who come to God through him. And look at what it says, because he always lives to intercede for them. Do you know right now, just in with the eyes of your heart and your mind's eye, Yeshua, resurrected from the dead, victorious over sin and death, is standing at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. He's eternally alive, and his function in heaven now, until he comes back to earth to rule and reign as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is to intercede for you and me. Who call upon the Lord, who call upon the name of the Lord. What an incredible promise.
It's incredible.
Yeshua's interceding for us.
We take it for granted.
Right.
We forget. We are overcome by circumstances. I think some of us haven't recovered from the pandemic.
Sure.
COVID's still going on, but just the isolation and the change has really affected you.
Yeah.
Some of you are watching too much news. It's mostly bad news.
Right.
Some of you are just spending too much time on social media. Bad news. You got to get back into the Word. You've got to confess the Word. You've got to spend time with God. You've got to claim your citizenship in the kingdom of God, and you've got to focus on your salvation, that God hasn't changed, that the king is still on the throne. I don't know who's going to be president in 3 years, but I know the King of Kings is on the throne.
Amen.
Still, and the kingdom of God is unshaken.
Amen.
Do you hear me? Unshaken.
That's right.
So get back into the reality that you are a citizen of heaven, that Yeshua has paid the penalty for your sins, that he's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you, that he knows every need before you have need of those things. Trust him again. He wants to restore you. He wants to restore the joy of your Yeshua, the joy of your salvation.
Amen.
We need to step away for just a minute to share some opportunities and resources with you. However, I'm excited because if you've been looking for salvation and maybe you have never come into an encounter with Yeshua, this is about relationship. Maybe you're looking for hope. Maybe you're looking for God to touch a loved one, a sibling, a spouse, a brother or sister with Yeshua, with salvation. God wants to answer your prayer. Stay tuned and get ready to receive. We'll be right back.
Confess his name. Call his name Yeshua. Make a gift of $40 or more, and we'll send you the 10th volume of Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures. Adonai Yeshua T. The Lord is my salvation. Plus, we'll include this engaging 90-day devotional. It's the perfect take-along size, inspiring you to be more intentional about reflecting on God's Word every day. Your gift also supports our Seeds program, drawing children around the world into relationship with the Shepherd. For a gift of $250 or more, we can reach an entire neighborhood of children and send you the entire Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures library. That's 10 hardcover workbooks that will draw you into a deeper connection to God's promises as healer, provider, shepherd, and seven other attributes of God. This unique library will equip you to confess God's word like never before, impacting your own faith and family, all while reaching the lost Jewish children and people of the world. Call the number on the screen, scan the QR code, give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. As the Lord leads, you may even be called to give monthly. Gifts from Shalom Partners go 100% toward ministry work. Thank you so much. Your sacrificial gift celebrates God's faithfulness and the salvation that comes from accepting the love, grace, and sacrifice of Yeshua.
Welcome back. Ezra, we've spent this entire program talking about Yeshua.
Salvation.
Salvation. Beginning in Genesis through Revelation, the central message of God is salvation. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How? By entering into my salvation.
That's right.
We would be remiss today if we didn't offer you an opportunity to receive Yeshua, to receive salvation into your life. God sent his only son, and you will call his name Yeshua. He will save his people from their sins. That's what he wants to do in your life. If you have never invited Yeshua into your life, he's standing at your door right now, the door of your heart. He's knocking and he's saying, let me in. I'll change your life. I'll transform you. For me, it happened 43 years ago. God transformed my life as he revealed Yeshua to me, his salvation. He wants to do the same for you.
That's
so
right.
Please don't let this moment pass.
Amen.
All it takes is a simple acknowledgement accepting his free gift and atoning for your sins, asking him to forgive you, and he will. He's paid the price. He sent his son for you. He loves you.
That's right.
So I want you to do that today. Just ask him, Lord, just you can say this out loud. Lord, please forgive me. I want to live for you, and I receive your Yeshua, Jesus, into my life. come into my life and change me forever. I choose to live for you. If you said that prayer or any prayer like that, I want you to contact us. You're beginning a whole new life. This program was for you today, and we're believing with you for the salvation of your loved ones, of your family members. We and our household shall be saved. Ezra and I, we're agreeing together. We have people in this ministry that will pray for you. If you'd like more information about Jewish Voice, you can log on to our website, jewishvoice.tv, and send us those prayer requests. We'll continue to pray for your needs. We have a team here at Jewish Voice that's committed to praying for your needs by name. We believe in the power of prayer, and we care about you. And more importantly, God cares about you. He cares about your family. So we're standing with you. Please know that. As we close our program today, I want to remind you of what God asks of each of us to do on a daily basis, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to Psalm 122, 6. And as you do it, the Bible says, they shall prosper that love thee. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom, and God bless you. I was recently made aware of an alarming statistic. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. If you're in this situation and you're a Jewish Voice giver, I have some good news for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. If you already have a will or trust, you can have it reviewed so that you can have peace of mind that you are being a good steward in providing for your family and children. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.